Good day, my beautiful African family. Welcome to my podcast. It is I and I, your host, Tumisho, aka Soweto, and I'm broadcasting live from South Africa. Today, our topic is about the philosophy of Buddha. Remember, Buddha means the enlightened one. The Buddha or the enlightened one developed a philosophy based on ideas which existed previously in Jain philosophy and the Upanishads. Buddha recognized that many people took their teachings to extreme. Teachings such as that of nonviolence, which stressed not harming any creatures, were understood by some as not moving so as not to step on insects or not breathing in without covering the mouth so as not to kill insects or microorganisms. Prior to Buddha, other teachings such as those of Brahmins and Sannyasa renunciation, where one was supposed to renounce the apparent reality as an illusion, were taken to extremes wherein some followers would starve themselves to the point of death in order to achieve a spiritual experience. Others became deeply involved with the intellectual aspects of philosophy, endlessly questioning, where did I come from? Who put me here? How long will I need to do a spiritual practice? Where did Brahman God come from, and etc. Buddha saw the error of the way in which the teachings was understood and set out to reform a religion. Buddha emphasized attaining salvation rather than asking so many questions. He likened people who asked too many intellectual questions to a person whose house lifetime is burning down while they ask, "How did the fire get started?" instead of first worrying about getting out. Further, Buddha saw that renouncing attachment to worldly objects was not necessarily as a physical discipline, but more importantly, it was a psychological one, and therefore he created a philosophical discipline which explained the psychology behind human suffering and how to end that suffering. A philosophy emphasizing balance rather than extremes. He recognized that extremes cause mental upsetness because one extreme leads to another. Therefore, mental balance was the way to achieve mental peace. This psychological discipline became the Noble Eightfold Path, which was later adapted by the Indian sage Patanjali and developed into the eight major yoga discipline of Indian yoga. The Buddhist will. A way to nirvana is to have the right thought, the right speech, the right action, the right meditation, the right mindfulness, the right effort, the right livelihood, the right understanding. In much the same way as the term Christ refers to anyone who has attained Christhood, the term Buddha refers to anyone who has attained the state of enlightenment. In this context, there have been many males and females Christ and Buddhas throughout the history. The setting in motion of the will of the law. The noble truth of suffering is the reason for all suffering is participation in the world process. One is unhappy because one invariably expects to find happiness in worldly things. So, the noble truth of cause of suffering is ignorance. You have a fundamental misconception about reality. I see no other single hindrance such as hindrance of ignorance, obstructed by which mankind for a long, long time runs on around and round in circles. And the noble truth of ending suffering is enlightenment, nirvana. The way to nirvana is the basis of Buddha's teachings, and here are the Noble Eightfold Path. The Noble Eightfold Path is the practice means to disentangle the knot of ignorance and illusion. The first one, right understanding, is learning how to see the world as it truly is. Right thought is understanding that thought has great power on oneself and others, and that whatever one focuses on gains more life, one becomes it. Right speech is knowing what to say, how to say it, when to say it, and when to remain silent. Right action, guidelines for controlling one's behavior and allowing calmness of mind to pursue enlightenment. Not intentionally taking the life of any creature, taking anything which is not freely given, not indulging in irresponsible sexual behavior, not speaking falsely, abusively, and maliciously, not consuming drugs and alcohol, the source element of destruction of the youth in our world, in our country, in our continents, alcohol and drugs. Right livelihood is making a living in such a way as to benefit oneself and all other beings. Right effort is determination and perseverance in one's spiritual discipline and transcending one's lower nature. Right mindfulness is learning how to be aware of everything that one does at all times, not acting automatically, reacting to events as an animal. And the last one, right meditation is a way to transcend into higher forms of consciousness, including the four stages with form and the four stages without form. These comprise successive levels of introvertedness, joy, equanimity, and mindfulness. Well, this episode is short, but thank you for listening. And I'd like to thank everyone who is listening to this podcast, to all of these episodes. Thank you very much. If you are new to this podcast, hit the follow button and hit the red button after listening. This would mean a lot to me. So thank you for listening. I love you all, and peace out.